Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi. Menachas Daf Ayin Dalet. We begin on Ayin Gimel with Beis. It's 12 lines from the bottom of the Amud. So, what about the Mincha that a Kohen will bring? So typically a Mincha goes through the Kmitza process. That's if it's a Minchas Yisrael, offered by Yisrael. So there's the Kmitza, which goes on the Mizbeach, and the remainder, the Shiraim, are given to the Kohanim for consumption. However, a Mincha that a Kohen offers, so when it comes to a Minchas Nedava, a donated Mincha, voluntary Mincha, all agree, there's nothing in it for the Kohanim to eat. It's all kalil tia, completely placed on the Mizbeach, and actually there's no kmitza performed on that mincha at all. It's one unit, one entity, completely on the Mizbeach. However, when it comes to a mincha of a kohen, which he will bring on account of a sin, a mincha schoite of a kohen, to atone for a avera, here we have a machlekes. Now, all agree that in terms of consumption, it's completely burnt on the Mizbeach. The question is regarding kmitza. Does it undergo a kmitza? According to Tanakama in the Mishnah yesterday, it has no kmitza. It's just placed on the Mizbeach as one single unit for Hakrava. According to Rabbi Shimon, there is kmitza. So we separate the kmitza from the rest, and both portions are placed on the Mizbeach for consumption. That's it. So no kohen gets to eat it. However, a kmitza is performed. Says the Gemara, okay, Rabbi Shimon, Oymer Minchas Choyte Shalayan V'chulu Minan Amila. How do we know? So what are the sourcings for these opinions? Tanakama, no kmitza. Rabbi Shimon, yes kmitza. Tanu Rabbanu, we have a brisa on the pasuk of a Minchas Choyte. Tanu Rabbanu, v'hoisa la koin, it shall be to the koin ka mincha like a mincha. So the brisa begins with an interesting halacha. Suppose a kohen wants to process his own mincha. Okay, he's bringing a mincha schoite. He wants to take care of it himself, as opposed to giving it to the other kohanim on duty today. He can do so. A kohen has a right to process his own karbanos, his own menachos. Voisel kohen, kamincha. It's given to the kohen like its own mincha. Ato Eimer. So basically, we give it to him just like he can process a minchas nedava that belongs to him. Same with the minchas choyte. Ato Omer, you're saying shetei avidasak shiraboy. The point of the pasuk is to teach that he can process his own mincha. Oy einoy elalahat minchas choyte shkayanim. Perhaps the point of the pasuk is to permit consumption of the shirayim, the leftovers of minchas choyte v'koy. Perhaps that's the point of the pasuk. Voice ala kohen ka mincha, that we treat the mincha of a kohen just like a mincha of a Yisrael, and the shiraim are eaten. Umani mekayim v'chol minchas kohen kolotia lois achol. What about the pasuk which clearly forbids eating the mincha of a kohen? Well, that's minchas nedvasa, his voluntary mincha. Aval chavasa, perhaps his obligatory mincha, a minchas choyte v'kohen, runs a different track. Teinachal, perhaps over there you eat it. Tamaloymar. Let's take a look at this pasuk again. Voice la koin kamincha, which inevitably connects the mincha choyte v'koin to his own minchas nedava. Voice la koin kamincha. We compare one type of the koin's mincha to the other type. Makish chay vasoi linda vasoi. The Torah is connecting his minchas choyva to his minchas nedava. They're both not eaten. Man advasa in a nechal. It's just like the minchas nedava of a kohen is not to be eaten. Same with the chayva. Af chayvasa in nechalas. Okay, so once we have that established as a fact, what's the main purpose of the pasuk? To tell you that he has a right to process his own carbon, right? Shtei avedos ha'ksheraboy, as we said before. Okay, so according to Tanakama, the message in the pasuk is, you're a kohen, it's your mincha, you can take care of it. You don't have to give it to the other kohanim on duty. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, however, will use the pasuk differently. He will learn from this pasuk that although it's a minchas kohen and not to be eaten, but kmitza is performed. Amar Bishim, you're telling me that we're comparing minchas choyte to minchas nedava of the kohen. In both cases, there's no kmitza, there's no eating. No. Does the Torah then equate his minchas choyte to his own minchas nedava, which will justify your drasha to compare minchas choyte v'koyin to minchas nedava v'koyin? In both cases, no achila, no kmitza. Rather than say kimincha soy, which would indicate it's connecting to his own, it says kimincha. We compare the mincha schoite v'koin to a mincha, to a routine mincha, to one that's brought by a Yisrael. Elo rather lahakish. It's meant to compare mincha schoite shokayhanim. The mincha schoite that a kohen brings, kiminchas, or liminchas schoite shel Yisrael, to compare it to a Yisrael's mincha schoite. And just like there's kmitza over there, likewise over here. Sure, it's not going to be eaten, because mechas kain, but kmitza must be done. Ma mechas choyte she Yisrael nekmetz. Just like a Yisrael's mechas choyte undergoes kmitza, the same with the choyte of a kain. Af mechas choyte she gam nekmetz. Well, if you're going to compare it all the way and have it eaten as well. Ma mechas choyte she Yisrael nekmetz. Vishirel okay nechol. If you compare, perhaps go all the way and say just like a mechas choyte that a Yisrael offers, we'll have the kmitza and the leftovers given to the kohanim. Perhaps the same over here. By the minchas choyte v'koyin, af minchas choyte shekohanim nikmetzes. Sure, but then v'shire the leftovers nechol are eaten by the kohanim. Tamalaymar. Take another close look at this pasuk again. V'oisel l'koyin kemincha. We compare the minchas choyte v'koyin to minchas choyte v'Yisrael only with respect to one aspect, l'koyin, with respect to the kohen's role in this avoda, l'koyin. Kamincha tells you, yeah, it's compared l'kayin kamincha, with respect to the kayin's part, to what he has to do with it, the kmitza, etc. But not with respect with what to do with the leftovers. Should you burn it l'ishim or not? Regarding that, we don't compare it to a minchas Yisrael. So although by the minchas Yisrael, the leftovers are meant for the kayana, but not so by the minchas kayin, it's completely burnt. Okay, so how do you go about doing this? You separate the kmitza from the rest, but after all, it's all on the mizbeach. Koymeitz is carved on its own, ba'atzma v'sharam, the leftovers are in fact craven, are offered on the mizbeach, ba'atzma separately. Hence, we have this machlokes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon regarding minchas choyte v'koyin. So again, all agree minchas nedava v'koyin is offered on the mizbeach as one unit, kolol tielosi achal. Regarding minchas choyte v'koyin, Tanakama says likewise, complete on the Mizbeach as a unit. Reb Shimon says there's kmitza done and then both parts are put on the Mizbeach. Now, in the previous brisa, we began with an interesting halacha that a kohen has a right to process his own mincha. He doesn't need to give it to the next kohen who's on duty. Now, is this the pasuk the source for this halacha? Huh. So this point of Shadeh Avaydosak Shirabboi, that the owner himself can process his own mincha without, you know, opposition. Me'ocha nafka is learned from this pasuk. Me'osam nafka, we have a different pasuk for that. Menayin l'koyin, here comes a brisa. How do we know that a koyin comes along on a regular, you know, weekday? Shabo makriv karbonoisa b'chalais v'chalshosh yirsa. He can choose to process his own karbonis. Whenever he chooses, anytime, any day. Tamalayim, we have a pasuk for that. Ubo b'chal avas nafsha, he can show up at his heart's content. V'sheris and serve. It's your karbon, you're the owner. You take care of it. So we already have a pasuk for this point. Why another pasuk today? Answer is, imasma v'amin, if only from that pasuk, I would think it's limited only to voluntary karbonis. But if he's a sinner and he has to atone for his sin, who's to say he can address his own kapara? It's like the Gemara says, you know, ein chavush mater atzma im besa asurma. In prison, person can't affect his own release. He needs outside help. So maybe that's the difference. Perhaps I would say, only with respect to karbonis, they're not coming to atone for sins, they're voluntary donations. So that he's the owner of. But, in our case, it's a minchas choyte coming to be mechapar and a chet. Perhaps he can't just take care of it on his own. And that's why we need a new pasuk today, to cover even minchas choyte. Well, even this halacha, do we need a new pasuk over here? We have another pasuk even for this. V'chiper ha-koyin ala nefesh ha-shigegas b'cheta b'shgoga. Person there speaking about a koyin, bringing the carb, taking care of the carb, and on avodah zarah that was done. And there's an extra lashon in the pasuk. It says ala nefesh ha-shigegas, and then it says b'cheta b'shgoga. It's a redundancy coming to teach you. Melamed sha-koyin meschapa de'atzmo. Even if the koyin himself did the avera, he can bring his own carb. There you go. Says the Gemara, if only from that pasuk, imahu avamina, I would say, hanibil b'shoyge, that's limited to a case of an inadvertent sin, a shoyge. Okay, so there he can take care of his own kapar aval. But in our case, where it's a mincha being brought on an intentional sin, perhaps that's going too far. Perhaps he can't take care of his own kapara. Loi kamashman comes to the pasuk and says yes. Now, give me an example. How do we have a mincha be mechaper on a Mezid transgression? But Mezid actually, how do you have such an example? But other Shvuah, if you recall from Masechet Shvuos, we have a case where a person denied, denied his friend the ability to, he pretended he doesn't, have any testimony to help him, and he swore to that effect, and then he turned out that it was false, and he admitted. So he has to bring a carbon. Now, if he can't afford an animal, he brings a bird. If he can't afford a bird, he brings a mincha. That's an example of a fellow bringing a mincha to atone for his sin. Okay, let's just recap again regarding a mincha schoite v'koyin. How do we process it? Koyin to Tanakama. No kmitza. Place it on the mizbeach as one single unit. Koyin to Reb Shimon. We do kmitza, but the kmitza is put on the mizbeach separate from the shirayim, which are put separately. Now comes a brand new shita. Let's see. We have a third shita in this regard. Tani Dech, we have another brisa. First we start with Reb Shimon, who we're familiar with. Reb Shimon, Ayma Minchas Chayta Shel Kohen, Minchas Chayta B'Kohen, is processed as follows. Nikmetzes, it undergoes kmitza, and once we separate the two parts, they put on the mizbeach separately. V'Kohen Reitz Karev B'Afnei Atzmai, V'Shirayim, on their own, on the mizbeach, B'Kreib B'Fnei Atzmai. Here comes Reb Elazar, the son of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Omer has a different opinion altogether. He says, yes, kmitza, but the leftovers are put in the Beis HaDesh, and are just put on the not on the mizbeach, just on the pile of ashes. It's just put away. So basically, it's disposed of, destroyed. Rabbi Elazar, Reb Shimon Omer, HaKoyimetz Korev Ba'atzmoy. True, you do the kmitza, and the koyimetz goes on the mizbeach. Mashirayim with the leftovers. Mispazrin al Beis Hadeshin is a spurt on the area of the ashes. Now, what does that mean? We're on the mizbeach itself. There were ashes there too. Is that what it means? Or does it mean the disposal somewhere outside the Beis Hadesh? Amar Chibar Abba, I have a question. Havibar Bichran queried on this Beis Hadeshin that we spoke about. The Hecha, where is it? Idilmal, is it on the mizbeach? There was a pile of ashes. That's where you put the Shirayim Hanadavu. So it's exactly like his father, who says that you a makrev of the shirayim on the mizbeach. Idel mata, is it downstairs? Meaning, on the azora and near the mizbeach where they put the trumas hadeshin every morning. So basically, it's not going to be put on the mizbeach; it's just going to be disposed of. Yeshal adav shakar of lamata. What do we find? A carbon that's meant to go on a mizbeach that's put downstairs and just disposed of. Omali Rabbi Abbas, he says, you're right, it's not meant to have hakrava, it's meant to be disposed of. Dumal ibud, maybe you're right, it was initially meant for destruction. Achichuale, they laughed at this. Yechiyesh l'chadav shakarv l'ibud, since when do we find that a proper carbon is meant to be designated for disposal? Answers the Gemara, Tani Avod Rabbi Abin. There's a brisa. Wasn't there a brisa which will give us a source for this? Called Minchas Koyin Koyil Tia Lois Yachal. So actually, here's the background. The pasuk before this one spoke about the Minchas Chavitin. That's the daily Mincha offering of a Koyin Gadol, which is again completely put on the Mizbeach. Completely hukrav on the Mizbeach. And now comes the next pasuk called Minchas Koyin Kol Tiyalosi Achel, coming to teach us that Minchas Choyva, Minchas Choyte, an obligatory Mincha V'Koyin, which is continuing the discussion, connects to the previous mincha, which is a minchas chavitim, which is also an obligatory mincha, so to a regular obligatory mincha v'koyim minchas chayte is kolal tiyalei siyachal. Is kolal completely offered, loy siyachal, it's not meant to be eaten. Now the obvious question in the pasuk is, once it says kolal tiyah, it's completely incinerated, completely offered, as a korban, obviously it's not going to be eaten. Why do you need to emphasize again, loy siyachal, don't eat it? It's not meant to be eaten, obviously it's going to be burnt. The answer is that the last phrase, Lo Si'achal, is referring to a Mincha Sochayte. Mincha Sochayte Bekoyim. And coming to teach us that unlike a Mincha Nedava Bekoyim, which goes straight on the Mizbeach, totally complete on the Mizbeach, Mincha Sochayte is different according to this opinion. Only the Kmitz is on the Mizbeach, but the rest is disposed of. I compare Minchas Chayte V'Koyin to the Minchas Chavitin with respect to its non-edibility aspect. It's not going to be eaten. So regarding the negative, it's comparable. Regarding the positive, what do you do with it? Regarding that, we don't compare it. In contrast to Minchas Chavitin, which is completely put on the Mizbeach as a krova, here it's going to be disposed of. Michael, how do you see this in the Pasuk? Amar Abaye, it's read like this. Again, so we're coming off a discussion of a Minchas Chavitin, and there it's completely on the Mizbeach. The Pasuk following is meant to be read like this. We sort of have to skip around on the Pasuk because we want to keep the flow. We go from Chavitin, which is one type of Minchas Chayva, and then Kol Minchas Koyin, we sort of skip to the last part of this Pasuk. We skip over the words Kol Tiyah in the meantime, Loisa Achel, which refers to Minchas Chayte, another form of obligatory mincha, no eating it. In that sense, it's compared to the previous mincha, minchas chavitin, which is not going to be eaten. But in terms of what yet to do with it, so that's chayvah, so that's the obligatory mincha, but in terms of what yet to do with it, it's going to be disposed of, not put on the mizbeach. Now we jump back to the beginning of this pasuk, kol tiyah, which indicates that it's going to be put on the mizbeach completely. It's not the... That's a new mincha. That's nidvasa. That's the voluntary mincha of a kohen. So according to Abaye, it reads like this. We started with minchas chavitin, which is a minchas chayva of a kohen gadol, completely hukrav on the mizbeach. Next pasuk, kol minchas kohen lo yisachal, is another form of obligatory kohen mincha, minchas chayte, to atone for a sin. It's comparable to the minchas chavitin in the sense that you don't eat any of it. What do you do with it? The Koyim is on the Mizbeach, and the rest is disposed of. And then we jump back to the beginning of the Pasuk, Kalotiyah, which means that a Minchas Nadal of a Koyim goes completely onto the Mizbeach. Amalei Rabbah, Rabbah wasn't happy with the slicing of the Pasuk, relocating, reconfiguring the Pasuk, Sakinah, he used an expression, Sakinah Harifi, you're using like a sharp knife, Mafsuka Koyim, sort of dissecting the Pasuk and rearranging the words. He didn't like this approach. Elamah Rabbah, he says, let me explain to you the Pasuk in a more straightforward way. And he wasn't bothered with the flow. He says, look, you have to read it in order, and that's the preferred way of learning the Pasuk, but ultimately, the destination is the same. The first Pasuk, you're right, speaks about a Minchas Nedava, so it sort of veers away from Minchas Chayva to Minchas Nedava, Kol Tia, completely on the Mizbeach. And then the conclusion is, L'Si'achal, which goes back to a different type of Mincha, Chayvasai, the Minchas Chayte V'Koyin. Okay? So, within the same pasuk, we refer to two types of menachas of a kohen. Menachas Nadava is completely on the Mizbeach. Menachas Chayte is mostly disposed of. Only the kohen is on the Mizbeach. That's the shita of Rav Elazar Shimon. Says the Gemara Ve'efach Hano. Now, who's to say that you go this way? Maybe the other way. Maybe the Menachas Nadava will not be eaten, and the Menachas Chayve will be completely offered on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara of Eifachana, perhaps switch it around, Mestabra, it's more logical, that Nidvasoi have a little boy, that we compare the Minchas Nedava of a Kohen to the Minchas Chavitin of a Kohen, we compare them to each other, we include the Nedava into the process of the Chavitin, that it's entirely placed on the Mizbeach. Shekein Tedira, Loichati, Basim Reich. We have three elements of comparison. First of all, like the Minchas Chavitin, which is a daily Mincha, you know, Menachas and Dava theoretically can come very often, can bring it any day, any time. Loichati, they're both not atoning for a sin, and Basam Recha, they both have a pleasant aroma, they both have the oil content and the Levoino content, right? In contrast to Minchas Choyte, which doesn't have these elements, it's not a constant thing, it's for a chet, and it's bare bones, doesn't have the Shemen and Levoino. Well, Adar Rabba Chayvasai, Havali Rabbi, if anything, I should equate the Minchas Choyte according to the Minchas Chavitin over the Minchas Nadava, Shkeni Sarin, because both are comprised of a very specific amount of flour, Isarin, as opposed to Nadava, which can come any amount, Chayva, they're both obligatory. Hanach Nefishin. Well, these are only two elements of comparability as opposed to the three elements before. Therefore, we prefer putting the Minchas Nadava in the same class as the Minchas Chavitin, and the Minchas Choyte in a different class, which would preempt it from being fully placed on a Mizbeach. Now, the Rabbanon. Now, the opposing sheet of the Rabbanons, who hold that, no, the Minchas Choyte of a Kohen is not going to be disposed of, it's going to be completely placed in the Mizbeach. What about the Pasuk that we just use as a source to indicate otherwise? What do you do with this Pasuk? We have redundancies, we have extra words in this Pasuk. The answer is, we have plenty of what to do with it. The sign is needed for the following price. So earlier the Pasuk discussed Minchas Chavitin, and it said, Kolol Toktar, completely hooked around the Mizbeach. And lower down we have, Kol Minchas Koyin Kolol Tia Lo Siach. So earlier it says, Kolol Toktar, and here it says, Lo Siach. Okay, different phrases, different terminologies, and perhaps they mean different things. At this point, we only know that the Elyona, the one upstairs, the Minchas Nadava, the Minchas Chavitin, is Kolol Toktar, it's fully put on the Mizbeach, v'tachtoina. And the other types of Minchas Koyin, you don't need it. But who says you put on the Mizbeach? And likewise, who says there's an Isser of eating the Minchas Chavitin? Doesn't say Lo Si'achl over there. So how do we know to, you know, compare notes and apply Lo Si'achl upstairs and Kolol Toktar downstairs? Who's to say to apply the halacha from there to here, v'sa amar shal zeh b'zeh, and vice versa, tam alaymar, kolil, gzera shav, in both contexts, the pasuk uses the word kolil, it says kolil toktar over there, and kolil ye over here, to make that connection, and to compare notes. Ne'amar kan kolil, v'ne'amar lahalan kolil, it says the word kolil in both places, and we're allowed to compare. Ma lahalan, just like by the minchas chavitin, v'kolil toktar, it's completely put on the mizbeach. Kan here as well by the other minachis of a kohen, v'kolil toktar, completely placed on the mizbeach. And likewise, vice versa, ma kan liten loisis elechilas, just like over here, there's an isser against eating the minchas kohen, af lahalan, just like likewise by the minchas chavitin. Not only is it recommended, not only is it a mitzvah, but there's a lav upon eating it, litein leitzaseh lechilasi. But Rabina, okay, speaking about a lav against eating inappropriate materials, I have a question. Koyin she'achal m'nei murin mahu. So we know that a koyin may not eat a mincha of a koyin. It's a lav. What about eating a murin? Innards, you know, the parts that are meant, the animal parts of a koyin that are meant on a mizbeach. What if he eats that? Mahu. A lav de zoris, lakim boy. There's no question that just like a zar, a non-Kohen, cannot eat carbon material, likewise, a Kohen, even a Kohen who eats these materials, he violates that Isser, because, you know, with respect to this material, he's like a stranger, he's like a zar. So he's over on the Isser of a zar eating carbon. So that's a given. The question is, does he get another violation as well? Kikam Iboyle, my question was, Lav de Kol Tia. The Pasuk earlier quoted says, well, the mincha is meant to be completed on Mizbeach. Don't eat it. My. Does that lav, does that violation apply here as well? Or is it limited to only menachas? Amar Rav Aaron. A new name. Amar Rav Aaron. The Ravina tells Ravina. Certainly the answer is yes. Tashmai comes in Brisa, which clarifies this point. The Sanya of Lezo. I'm a kol shu b'kol tia. Any materials which are meant to be from the Mizbeach, mincha, or even a murin of an animal carbon, are under this lav. Litain, leisase, alachilase. The Torah applies a leisase for eating it. So it's not limited to mincha materials, but to any carbon material. It's meant on mizbeach, give away, and if you eat it, you're even this extra lav as well. Okay, so let's just do a quick summary of what we have so far. What happens to a mincha? So we know that a minchas Yisrael is pretty straightforward. It undergoes kmitza, whether it's a minchas nadava or minchas chayte, there's kmitza which goes on the mizbech, and the shirayim go to the kohanim. What about a minchas kohen that the kohen brings? So again, regarding a minchas nadava of a kohen, kolotil, I see achal. As a unit, straight unit on the mizbech. No kmitza, no shirayim to the kohanim, fully on the mizbech. What about a minchas chayte of a kohen? That's a machlek. Three-way machlekes. According to Tanakama, there's no kmitza whatsoever, because again, it's one single entity placed on the mizbech. According to Reb Shimon, we compare it in a sense to Menchas Choyta v'Yisrael, there is Kmitza. However, once the Kmitza is done, you take it all on the Mizbeach, the Kaimetz on the Mizbeach, and so the Shiraim. According to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, the Kaimetz goes on the Mizbeach, but the Shiraim are disposed of Beis Hadesh. Okay. Says the Mishnah. You know, there are some offerings which are exclusively for the Mizbeach. On the other hand, you have some offerings which are completely for the Kohanim and not for the Mizbeach. Here comes a printout. Minchas Kohanim, a Mincha of a Kohen, right? That's completely for the Mizbeach. Minchas Kameshiach, that's the Minchas Chavit that a Kohen Gadol brings every morning and afternoon. Or Minchas Nesachim, that accompanies every carbon, la Mizbeach. Totally, completely for the Mizbeach. There's no element of it for the Kohanim. Ve'ein ben l'Kohanim. There's nothing in the Kohanim. Nothing for the Kohanim in these karbanos. Ubozeh, and with respect to these items just mentioned, so we have a very limited list that Yafikayach Mizbeach, Mikayach Kohanim, the Mizbeach has an advantage over the Kohanim. So regarding these items, and these items only, the Kohanim has the upper hand. On the other hand, Shtei Alechem, two breads for Shavuos, Olechem HaParam on a weekly basis, completely granted to the Kohanim. Right? Nechal Mekayhan. And regarding these, Mizbech has no portion. Vein Bem Mizbech. Ubazeh. And again, regarding these, the tables turn. Yafa Kayacha Kayhanim. Mikayacha Mizbech. The Kayhanim have the upper hand, have an advantage over the Mizbech. They get it, not the Mizbech. Vesuleka. Is this your complete list? So we go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Are these the only things that are completely granted to the Mizbech? Veika Oila. Aran Oila. Which is completely on the Mizbeach. Well, not exactly. The skins of the animal, even the oil of the oil goes to the Kohanim, so there's something in it for the Kohanim. What about a bird oil, which has no oil, no skin given to the Kohanim, it's completely burnt on the Mizbeach, so that's another item that's completely from the Mizbeach. Well, it's not 100% from the Mizbeach. The innards that they take out, so it's not completely on the Mizbeach. What about the wine that comes with every carbon? It's poured on the Mizbeach. Well, not exactly. Lashit and Asli. It's poured into the holes there on the side that the right, it ends up poured through the container on the Mizbeach, but it trickles down into the drainage system. So it's not really considered placed on the Mizbeach. It doesn't end up, ultimately it trickles downward into the underground, so it's not really considered a Mizbeach offering like the other ones. Okay, fine. So we settled that. Umay bazu. Now, the Mishnah stressed ubazeh, ubazu, only with respect to these. Do we say it's to the Mizbeach? As opposed to what? Lafuki medishmo, as opposed to Shmuel. Damar Shmuel tells us, a misnada v'yayin. A person, let's say, gets up one morning, I want to donate a bottle of wine to the Mizbeach. A misnada v'yayin. So going to Shmuel. What happens? Do you pour it into the drainage system like the Nesachim, or is it sprinkled on the fire on the Mizbeach itself? He delivers the wine to the Mizbeach and he sprinkles it on the fire on the Mizbeach itself. That's his opinion. But the Mishnah preempts that Shita. The Mishnah says only the items mentioned in the Mishnah belong on the Mizbeach, but nothing else. So this wine would not go on the Mizbeach. Maseil is Shmuel. Now, the fact that the Mishnah again stresses that it's only these items that go on the Mizbeach, but others not, that's going to be actually a support to another halacha of Shmuel. Shmuel teaches, I'm stand of Shemen. If a person decides to donate oil, In this case, we treat it differently. Kohen Tziv Shiur Necholim, instead of placing it on Mizbech, we do Kmitza from the oil. Scoop out a bit of oil, put it on the Mizbech. Shiur Necholim, the rest, given to the Kohanim. So it's not going to be placed completely on Mizbech, which is in line with our Mishnah, which says, well, only those items go on the Mizbech, but nothing else. So oil does not belong on the Mizbech. It goes to the, only the Kohanim, but the rest, it's not exclusively for the Mizbech, the rest is given to the Kohanim. Mishnah concludes with an opposing list of items, Ashtei Alechem Lecha Aponim. So these go completely to Kohanim and not to the Mizbech. It's only these, Vesu Lecha. We have no other candidates for this position. Ba'ikar Chatas Oif, the bird Chatas, are given to the Kohanim. Ikadama, well, it's not completely to the Kohanim, the blood is on the Mizbech, so it's not a complete gift to the Kohanim. We could look Shemeshel Mitzoyra, what about the oil that a Mitzoyra brings as part of his process, which is given to the Kohanim. Yeah, you can matnoisim, that's only leftovers, but the actual matnois, there are initial oil applications and sprayings towards the Parochet, which is like a carbon, so it's not completely placed given to the Kohanim, so therefore it doesn't belong on our list of complete Kohanim gifts. Now again, what's the stress of Bezu? The Mishnah says Bezen. These, follow this formula. Bezu. My Bezu. So only these. Right? So these are given to the Kohanim. In all circumstances. Right? These always belong to the Kohanim. What are you trying to stress? What's the point? My Bezu. La fuki mimanda omar. The Mishnah is teaching us. Now these items, one of which is the Shtei Alechem, will always be given to the Kohanim, no matter under what circumstance. My Bezula Fuki Midmada Omer, as opposed to the Shita, which says that sometimes the Shtei Alechem will not be given to the Kohanim. Lefuki Midmada Omer, Shtei Alechem Aboyt Bifnei Atzma. Typically, Shtei Alechem Ashvois are brought as a package together with the two sheep. Let's say they had no sheep, they had no access to sheep. So you meant to bring the breads on their own. What happens there? You give it to the Kohanim as you regularly do, or is it sort of not less than ideal situation, so it's not the classic, you don't treat it regular, you burn it. That was a discussion we had way back on Daf Mem Vav. So there's a Shita which says that you burn it, Shtei Alechem, Haboyz, Bifnei Atzma, the breads come on their own, go straight for Asya, they're meant to be burnt. And not given to the Kohanim. Kamashmon comes the Mishnah and says, no, the Bezu, with respect to these items, one of which is Shtei Alechem, it's given to the Kohanim under all circumstances. Yafe Koyach Kohanim La'olam. It's going to be given to the Kohanim. That's their privilege, that's their right, under all circumstances. Okay, so in conclusion, which items are granted only to the Mizbeach? Melechas Kohanim, Melechas Kohen Mashiach, Melechas Nesachim. It's always to the Mizbeach. But in terms of donating just plain wine, we hold that it's not going to go on the Mizbech, it goes L'shitin. On the other hand, we have a list of Shtei Alechem, Lechem Aponim, which meant for the Kohanim under all circumstances. So even if the Shtei Alechem brought independent of the Kvasim, it still would end up being given to the Kohanim. All the best to you and Hatzlacha.